How are you guys doing? You know that we have dealt with suicide, death, and everything else. And today, we are supposed to speak about relationships. But I chose, out of relationships, friendships. Lovely, guys. And as we are busy talking, I'd like you to go to one person. And I wanted to ask this question. Who's your best friend and why? Who's your friend and why? Friendship. Who can define friendship for me? I want to say that friendship is a powerful aspect of human beings. You know, that's one thing that we've seen. And I want to read something that I saw this morning when I was reading some of my notes. It says in America, and I choose to say this morning, even in South Africa. In America, we are moving towards social isolation. We can work out of home offices, shop online, have good delivered at our doorsteps. We bank online. We get our entertainment on cable. And we are losing social skills. Why there remains within those who are isolated, a frustrated feeling of loneliness and emptiness. And guess what they say at the end? We were created for friendships. Can we all say that? We were created for friendships. And I believe that. I don't know about you, but I do believe that we were created for friendships. And I just want to say one thing. You know, I remember I was speaking to the ladies when we were doing a split service. And I said, each and every human being, boy or a girl, you've got a love vacuum that is inside of you. And that love vacuum, no one can feel it, even not your friend, not even my husband can feel that, not even Ashley can feel that in Mark's life, you know? And I mean, Ash, I know that you do so much and you're dead, and your dad loves you, but not even that. Only God, you know that vacuum, only God can feel it. And sometimes we tend to look for friendships in a wrong way. Some people look for a relationship instead of looking for a friendship. I'm going to make an example about myself. I'm the first child, and then four boys after me. Obviously, boys, communication, everything is like therefore with them. And I want them to say to me, you know, we went to Rosebank, we crossed the rivers. No. They said, oh, we went, it was nice. And that's it. And I want that kind of relationship where they can say to me, that's how girls we are. We want an explanation. We want details, details, details. And men, just summarize, okay? That's one thing that you must know going forward. When you've got a husband, he'll just summarize. A girl, we explain, okay? And I've always mistaken, when I was growing up, I remember at 14, I was in a relationship. I mean, 14. I don't even know if I know what love is. But anyway, because I was looking for a friendship, but I thought in my mind, I am looking for a relationship. So why I'm talking about relationship friendships today? It's because of you must know yourself better. And you can become a better friend if you know yourself better. Okay. No one is poor who have friends. No one is poor who have friends. I mean, I don't think your friends can leave you alone whilst you are thirsty. You want something to drink. I mean, cool drink, okay? Not something else. Life is never so full and rich as when it is experienced in relationships with others. Even the rich needs friends. No one wants to be lonely, okay? I see I've got, you know, those people, they get me. Nelly and your group. No one is rich who does not have friends. What? Oh, life is never so impoverished as when it is just about oneself and achievements. Friendships, you can dare to be yourself. In friendships, you take the mask off I nearly said something. I mean, there was an example that was made that you just become so naked to your friends. I don't mean the physical naked, but I'm saying you let your heart out, okay? You let your heart out in friends. And I'm sure you're wondering, why is she talking about friendships? You know what? Great friendships can blossom into marriage. They can blossom into a relationship. So some people, if you ask, I mean, I'm friends with so many people. I've asked Nicola Pierce. I don't even want to look at her boys. And I said, how did you meet Roger? No, we were best friends. I'm like, wow. You know, how did I meet my husband? We were those kinds of friends. I never thought he was going to be my husband. He was such a friend. And the day he said to me, you know what, I think you're going to be my wife. And I said, what? And God did something in my heart, and it happened. So friendships, it's a beginning of a relationship, okay? But you can be, friends, you weep with friends, you have fun with friends. Friends, they cry with you when you are not doing well. You can see the picture, it even shows, you know? If a friend, you can't weep with a friend, then I don't know who you can weep with. And Jeremy Taylor defines friendship as the greatest love, greatest usefulness, the most open communication, the noblest sufferings, the severest truth, the heartiest counsel, the greatest union of minds of which brave men and women are capable of. I had a friend when I was at varsity. I went to the Eastern Cape, University of Port Elizabeth, and I had this friend. We were Christians. We were at his people, PE, by then. And she came this other day, and she told me something that was the most hurtful thing, up to this day, the most hurtful thing I've ever heard. But that was the best thing that I could say in my life. You know what? That was the best. That was my weakness. And, I mean, I cried. I said, I don't want you to be my friend ever. But I thought about it when she was gone. I said, this is a great friend. This is one of the best friends that I have. Because she can tell me what I'm doing. If it's not right, she can tell me. She doesn't have to, you know, try and protect me. She must tell me as it is. I don't know what kind of a friend that you are in some people. Examples of friendships. I want you guys to give me examples. Do you know? Okay. Great. Yes? I saw a hand somewhere here between Hannah and... Oh, there's no hand. Ayanda, no hand this side. What about a mentor? What about a mentor? What about a BFF? People have BFF, hey? There's no such. Oh my goodness. You don't believe in BFF? Okay. Oh, all right. I want us to, maybe you are saying that Gloria is speaking about friendships, né? And it's not even biblical. It is biblical. Guess who is our example? Jesus. Oh, the answer is here. I was thinking you guys are so clever. Oh, no, I know you guys are very intelligent. Yes, Jesus is the friend that will stick to you closer than a brother. And I can even say closer than a sister, you know? Jesus is an example. And in John 15, verse 5, it says, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I've learned from my Father, I have made known to you. So Jesus is our example. The other one, David and Jonathan. I don't know if you read that story. You find it in 1 Samuel from verse 18. No, from chapter 18, chapter 19, and even in chapter 20, it speaks about their friendship. Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. And Jonathan made made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David, along with his tunic, even his sword, and even his bow and his belt. That was a covenant friendship, you know. Maybe not a BFF, sometimes, you know, I don't know how far BFF can go, but a covenant friendship, it's one of the greatest and it's one of the best. So if you want to read more about the story, you can read it in the book of Samuel. Types of friendships. We've already mentioned that. The mentor and the other friendships. Let's look here. There's a person that you call an acquaintance. And I want you to look in this room and see if you can say this person is an acquaintance. Hey, do you think I've got, you know, everybody in your life, you've got a circle. You know, you are in circles. And an acquaintance, I would say, it's somebody who's outside your circle. It's just someone that you meet with and you interact with. It's not someone who really knows. I don't even think an acquaintance knows when is your birthday. The other type of... Okay. Even if we can ask here, who knows when is whose birthday? Okay, when was Pastor Mark's birthday? So, when? How are you guys? I'm going to ask you the simplest one. When was my birthday? June. Nice. You are trying. You said July. You are coming, all right? 18th of August. 19th of August. Mark, can you give Tapelo a sweet there? She deserves it. Yes, my birthday is on the 19th of August. I'm just saying, listen. Awesome. I will. The other type of friendship is when people are good friends. I don't know if you know what a good friend is. Who doesn't lie to you? Okay. And some people, what do they think? Sometimes someone who can support you. Person who? Okay. Kondwane? Person who? Who loves you. Yes. And then the BFF? And those who don't believe in it must just keep quiet. Yes, Pepsi? Someone who's what? Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, wow. You guys are preaching my sermon. Don't do that, Pepsi. Ashley? Someone who won't judge you? Yes? Guys, there are so many examples. And then a mentor, we've already spoken about a mentor. A mentor is someone who, like Pastor Mark can become a mentor to the boys, and then Debbie Titley can be a mentor to the girls. I mean, at school, your coach can become your mentor, you know? There's so many examples of mentors. But then what I want to add to this, what about those in this room who don't have friends here? I don't know if you've ever thought about it. Someone who doesn't have a friend. If you look in this room, do you think everybody has a friend? In this room, I'm sure you've got a friend at school. What I want to challenge you with, when did we go to Swaziland? We went in June, July? July. You see, I'm old, so I don't remember these things. But anyway, it was in July. And, you know, I saw most of the people who were there, the Pepsis, the Offenses, the Shons, the friendships that they made. You guys, you dealt with those kids so nicely. I mean, you gave them your all. And those are true friendships. And for me, I was thinking, wow, these guys, if they can do this, I'm sure even at home, they don't need to wait for a mission to go at home, you know, to make friendships. One example that I want to make it, I just made a friend here because I've just looked at everybody and I realized that people are not really making friendships. And I'm going to make an example. I'm so sad she's not here because I would have loved to make an example with her as she's here. Alexia. I've seen Alexia most of the time. She's on her own, you know. So I decided when she runs, I run with her, you know, just getting to know her. So what I'm asking is that in this room, look for people who don't have friends because you've got so much that you can give to them and they've got so much to give it to you. And I started chatting with her, and I realized she's such a wonderful woman. She's different from me. I'm different from her. But you can make friends. You don't have to be the same as friends. Okay. Five traits of true Christian friendship. And because you guys are so clever, you've already mentioned some of those things. And I'm going to give them to you now. I mean, I'm sure there are more than five. Friends. They love sacrificially. They love without keeping anything. And I think that would be a BFF or a covenant friend. They love. If they don't give you that Nelly, then they don't belong to that BFF. You know, maybe they are just acquaintances. You know, they are just acquaintances. They love sacrificially. I'm not going to go in the scriptures, but I'm showing you that it is biblical based. Jesus loved without holding anything back from us. He loved us sacrificially. God sacrificed his son, Jesus Christ, for us so that we can have a relationship with him, so that we can have friendship with him. The other one, they accept you unconditionally. There are no conditions. There are no conditions in friendships. They love you the way you are. The fact that you are different, they love you for that. I think friendship with same people would be so boring. And it helps you to know yourself, you know. It helps you to know yourself. You know, in marriage, I'm telling you, I think that's the deepest friendship I've ever been in. Because you have, there's no room to say, okay, he's got that weakness, I quit. No, James, I can't. I've said, you know what, if I can define love for you, you know what, love is not a feeling. Say no to me. Love is not a feeling. Love is a decision. I've decided to marry my husband. So I can't just, because today I don't feel like I love him. No, you don't quit. Even friendships, you don't quit because you don't feel like loving them. Feelings, they go and come. You know, you cannot base your love for somebody on how you feel about them. And especially us ladies, we feel so much, you know. And I'm not saying men, they don't feel, you know. Exactly, you know? Even men feel, but I'm just saying we base so much on what we're feeling as ladies, which is, I don't think, yeah. Anyway, friends, they trust completely. They trust completely. And obviously, as you grow with this person, you develop that trust. And also, you know, if you see that, I'm just thinking, if you see that about them, you learn to talk to them, to say, you know what, this person has confided, or I have confided in you, so I don't expect you to go and tell people about it. One day you'll own a company. When your people who are under you who come, you'll be telling everybody, oh no, this, you know, this one, that this is her problem. That's not godly. That is not godly. Friends, they encourage each other regularly. You encourage, when you see your friend is sad, you go and encourage them. You encourage them regularly. Does that fit into the BFF? It does. BFF, Nelly. Maybe you must be my BFF. Ah, friends, they keep boundaries. I want to emphasize on this. If you've got a friend who does not want you to have other friends, that's not healthy. That's not healthy. They don't own you. They're just your friends. They don't own you. So some people, maybe I've got this friend, and then my friend sees that I've got Nelly in my life, and then she gets angry. No, no. I'm free to have every friend that I have. As long as you know your position in my heart, I don't think you should worry about that. And it shows. It shows your insecurities. But if you are a best friend with Jesus, I don't think that would be the case. Friendship turnoffs. I know you know that. Can you give me examples of that? Friendships turnoffs. Or things that can cool off your friendship. Pastor Mark, I must just give these guys to preach. They know this thing. They are so good at it. Gossiping, yes. Lies, yes. Change, yes. Yes. Gossip turnoffs? No, not gossip turnoffs. Friendship turnoffs? Judging, yes, true. True. That is so true. What else? What else? You know, think about yourself. What turns you off from being a friend of so-and-so? Yes, sir? At the back? House issues. Definitely. I thought you said house issues. Yes, offense, dishonesty. Yes, Sean? Yes. Shane? True, true. Selfishness, yes? Betrayal, yes. Ego. Yes. You've already said this, disloyal. It's not nice to have friends who are not loyal. And something that can attract you to a friend that is loyal, not a disloyal friend. Tactless, a friend who doesn't, you know, who doesn't have a tact, you know? Even if you're busy talking to someone, they just budge in because they are friends. You have to be tactful, man. You have to be tactful. Pushy. Some friends are pushy. They want you to make decisions. Okay. Do we have an example as we are laughing? Okay. Some friends are pushy. Zach is pushing now. Some friends are controlling. Have you ever had a friend who's controlling? It's not a nice friendship. Gossip. You've already said gossip. A selfish friend. Those, I always call them the get attitude. Selfish people, get attitude. You know, it's those kinds of friends who always think about you when they are in need. Most of the time they are in need of something, then they come. Friends who do not share. Friends who are close-mindedness. They're not open-mindedness. I mean, there are so many examples. Friend who's not open to Christ, you know, they decide to close their mind towards the things of God. Most of the time, they don't want to be corrected because they know it all. And I don't see anyone who know it all other than God himself. We don't. Jesus knows it all, but we don't. Even President Jacob Zuma doesn't know it all. No. No. No, he doesn't know it all. Okay. I want to conclude with this scripture in Matthew 9. It's a story of a crippled man. He had four friends. And this man needed healing. He needed so much healing in his life. And these friends heard that Jesus was going to come around, and they decided to take him to where Jesus was going to be at. And every time I think about the story in Matthew 9, I even picture, you know, I don't know the man, I've never seen it, but I would picture if I had those kinds of friends. And as Jesus was teaching, this man couldn't carry himself because he was a cripple. But his friends, they carried him to there where Jesus was at. And as they got there, they realized that they can't go where Jesus is at. And they decided to go up and took tiles, you know, the roof tiles, so that they can let him in. And the minute he was going to come up, he was going to go straight to Jesus. And what did Jesus see? And that Jesus saw their faith. Not even the faith of that man, but the faith of the friends, that if this friend of ours meets Jesus, then he's going to be healed. And because of that, Jesus healed this man. This man was healed. This man was healed, and this man was well. And I don't know what kind of a friend you are. Are you that kind of a friend when your friend needs a prayer, you are not there? Are you the friend when your friend is hurting, you are absent? What kind of a friend are you? We see the example in Matthew 9. We even see these two men who are good old friends. You know, you see even older people, they need friendships. Young people, you need friends. You know, there are some things that my son cannot share with me, but he can share them with his friends. Some things I hear how my son is feeling from his friends, the BFF or the covenant friend, BFF Nelly. And the in Ecclesiastes 4 verse 10, if one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity a man who falls and has no one to help him up. So as I'm concluding, I want to challenge you to become that kind of a friend, that when your friend is falling down, you can pick him up. When your friend has weaknesses, you don't go around tell people, but you help him. You call a mentor, you call somebody who can take care of him. And I want you, as I'm going to be praying right now, think of the friends at school. Think of those people who are lonely at school. Here at church, you know, some people come for friendships in the church. Not for nothing else, just for friendships. People go to schools because they know someone is in that school. So they will come to that school. So can we all close our eyes? Lord, we pray right now. We pray that you have showed us what kind of a friend you are. And Lord, as we have learned about friendships, we ask that you help us to be better friends. Help us to love our friends, to care for them, to nourish our friendships, to be there when they need us, to cry with them, to laugh with them, and to have fun with them. And I pray for your grace to fall upon all of us here in this room. For those who are hurting from friendships, oh God, Father, I pray that you touch them. Begin to touch each and everyone in this room. Touch them. Show them that you are such a friend, and even that friendship can be shared with the whole world. And Lord, we ask all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.